Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Oh, yeah. It's my time now, y'all.
No, it's our time.
I ain't going nowhere.
And neither am I. Hey, this is Steve Webb, and it's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and it's number 96. How is your weekend going? This is Cherie Williams with Guess What? I'm Here to Stay. Yes, sir. Steve Webb and LifeSpring Media is still around, but, you know, things have been just crazy in my house, in my family, and so that's the way it goes. My dad recently had a setback in his health, and I've been spending a lot of time and effort and just emotional energy in caring for him and my mom, who has Alzheimer's, and so, you know, priorities, family priorities. But I am here today, and I have been so wanting to do a show for you. It's just driving me crazy. So I said, you know what? Today, I'm going to get the show done, and we're going to have some fun. Now, I recently picked up a brand new iMac. Yay for Steve. I mean, that's awesome. And the reason I say this is because every once in a while, the recording or the playback that I use, the playback software that I use for the music on the show only comes in Windows. So I'm running VMware Fusion, and VMware Fusion sometimes causes a little audio hiccup, and I'm still working on that problem. I've got it minimized quite a bit. It was happening probably every 30 seconds or so when I first sat down to record this morning, and I think I only heard one audio hiccup in the entire playback of that last cut. So hopefully it won't be too bad, but I am continuing to work on it, and I'm looking at other recording solutions. But yeah, so I got this brand new iMac. It's the middle of the road model. I think it's 2.93 what is it, gigahertz now, megahertz, I don't know. You know, back in the day when I first got into computers, every time there was a processor upgrade, I was very aware of the speed and everything else. But you know what? Again, other priorities. But this is a nice machine. It's the 24-inch iMac. And as I said, I'm running VMware Fusion on it. And so, you know, that's one of the nice things sometimes about getting a tax refund. So tax refund came in, and my wife, the lovely lady Leanne, said, "Steve, you need that thing. You need, you know, your Windows box is on its last leg. So go ahead and get that iMac." And so she didn't have to ask me twice. And so it is a wonderful thing. This is David William with Wonderful.
How many days, how many lives must I wait for a call and answer? You got me so tired, I'm stripped to the bone from this pain that you manufactured. Whatever people say, nothing's gonna drive me away. Don't you know that you're wonderful?
that is some good guitar playing. That's John Clarkson with 4KG. I love to listen to that cut. This guy is such a maestro when it comes to guitar playing. John Clarkson. Hey, before we go any further, I'd like to thank Covenant Eyes for helping to sponsor the LifeSpring Media family. Well, I tell you what, those guys are so good. They are so committed to helping to support LifeSpring Media. And if you don't know, what they're all about is helping people who have a problem with saying no to internet temptation. You know what I'm talking about. It's based on accountability. Accountability partners. What you can do is get a good friend of yours, whether it's your wife or your husband or just a good friend that knows you and loves you and will hold you accountable to the places that you go on the internet. When you sign up with CovenantEyes.com and you use LifeSpring as your promo code, you can get 30 days free, and you'll designate someone, you'll ask someone to be your accountability partner, and every time you go somewhere on the internet, they'll get a report. And it just helps to make it so that instead of clicking on, you want to go to those places, you'll say, you know what, I don't want to have to explain myself to my partner, and so I'm not going to do it. It just gives you just another level of discipline. Sometimes self-discipline is not quite enough when you think that where you go is secret. Well, let's take the secrecy away. Another thing that Covenant Eyes has is a filter. And if you've got youngsters in your house, or if you want just another layer of safety for yourself, you can install the Covenant Eyes filter. And that keeps you from going to the places that you don't want to go. The accountability part of the software doesn't stop you from going. It just makes a record of when you go somewhere. Well, the filter says, no, you've said you don't want to go there. We're going to keep you from going there. And the very cool thing about it is they update in real time. There are thousands and thousands of bad places that get placed on the internet every single day. And most other filters use a list, a blacklist. And if a certain place is brand new, it's not going to be on that blacklist. And so you can go. With Covenant Eyes, they'll go out in real time. If they've never seen that site before, and they'll check it out. And if it's a place that you shouldn't be, they'll block it, and it'll be on your list forever. And so it's really a great thing. So CovenantEyes.com, I want to thank those guys. And also, Carbonite. I've got this brand new iMac, and I'm so happy that Carbonite now has backup for OS X. And so I'm running Windows right now on my my machine, but most of the time I'm running in Mac. And it's so good to have Carbonite as the safety because, hey, let's face it, everything that is mechanical is going to break down someday, including your hard drive. So for $54.95 a year, you can get unlimited backup, and you'll get just unlimited space to protect the data that is on your hard drive. That irreplaceable stuff, the financial records, the family pictures, the content that I create, I don't want to have to recreate it. Matter of fact, I can't. Once I've recorded something and uploaded it, sure, I could download it again, but it's going to be an MP3 form, and it's not going to be the master. So what you hear is just a little bit degraded from the master, which I record in WAV format. And so there's just so many things that are irreplaceable. Carbonite is your silent partner in helping to keep all of that stuff safe. And so check that out. Go to backupstop.lifespringmedia.com and click on the link that you'll see there for Carbonite. And you'll be helping to support LifeSpring Media. You'll be helping to safeguard your data. And, I can't think of a better solution. This is Kat Yonke. You know, I was listening to my iPod the other day, and this little song right here came up, and it just made me think back to the time when I first started thinking about, you know, I think I might like to do some sort of a show. This song was, you know what it is, right? You know, I'm not supposed to be playing this, but I'll be talking over it, so it's nothing that you would just want to download and have instead of the actual copy, so you'll still want to go out and buy it, right? Okay, so anyway, 1964, I was visiting, my dad had a job up in Pocatello, Idaho. He lived in Southern California at the time, and Pocatello is where he had a job. He was a bricklayer, and the radio station that we used to listen to, my mom and I and my little sister, who at the time was brand new, she was maybe, I don't know, 8 months old, something like that. Anyway, the local radio station had a request time, and I thought, oh, how cool. This is a new song. I love this song. Remind me of home. And so I called in and requested Little Old Lady from Pasadena. And they said, okay. And, you know, this is a little kid's voice. I think at the time I was, what, 10 years old. And so they said, yeah, okay, we'll play it. And then they didn't play it. I mean, I listened to that radio all stinking day long. And the next day they said, request line. So I said, okay, I called up Little Old Lady from Pasadena. Okay, we'll play it. And this went on for like 3 or 4 days, and they never would play my song. You know, I mean, they're in Pocatello, Idaho. I'm this kid from California wanting to play Little Old Lady from Pasadena. So they didn't play it. Now, finally, I don't know, after several days, they finally did play it, I suppose, because they got tired of me calling. But that's when I kind of fell in love, I think, with, you know, doing some kind of radio station programming. And obviously, a podcast is not radio. It's even better. But I guess that might be the origins of saying, you know what, I think I can program this thing better than you guys can. So this is Janet Dean, Little Old Lady from Pasadena. And of course, Jan Barry died, a couple of years ago. He's the guy that got in a real bad automobile accident back in the 60s and just about killed him. Brain damage, and it was terrible. But I saw Jan and Dean about a year or so before Jan died, performing at Disneyland's California Disney. I guess Disney's California Disney, whatever they call that. And so that was the only time I'd ever seen Jan and Dean. I've seen the Beach Boys perform 7 times in concert, and that was really cool. But so anyway, you know, that's just a little blast from my past. I've got 2 more cuts for you today. Next one up is Johnny Rawls with Long Black Car. Just a fun song.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car, leading a funeral parade. Might be famous, you might be a star, you might think you got it made. Smoke those long Cuban cigars, you know the game, you know how it's played. You make your own rules, yeah, you're going too far, living an empty charade.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound,
better slow down, turn it around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car,
better slow down, better turn around.
Won't get to heaven, you're gone too far.
Just pay your toll. You think you can buy your way in?
forgiven your sin.
You won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
You better slow down, turn around.
You won't get to heaven in a long black car.
You better slow down, you better turn around.
You won't get to heaven, you've gone too far.
Slow down, turn your life around. For 6 feet underground.
Won't get to heaven the way you're bound.
Slow down, turn your life around.
Won't get to heaven in a long black car.
Slow down, turn your life around.
It's a fun song, but the message is right on.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care.
Colin Ray.
But myself, I can't deceive.
Great song.
I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. Come true, my one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only
Alright, one of my all-time favorite songs with Colin Ray singing my second favorite recording of the song. Of course, nobody could beat Conway Twitty, but that's a whole other story. And that is about the only make-believe thing around right now, because I'll tell you what, my appreciation for you sharing part of your weekend with me is real. It is not make-believe. Thank you so much for being with me. Next time, we'll have Life Spring Weekend Music Show number 97. We're closing in on 100, and I hope to get that done very, very soon. Also, if you noticed any audio glitches, the next time it will be fixed. That's very real as well. But until next, hey, check out Lifespring Media for some other great shows that we do. We're doing a brand new show with Brian Duncan. We've got some great interviews on Lifespring, and we've got some fantastic shows. Check them out at Lifespring Media. Again, I want to thank CovenantEyes.com for their support, and also I want to encourage you to go over to backupstop.lifespringmedia. I got to slow down. Also, I want to encourage you to go to backups.lifespringmedia.com or backup.lifespringmedia.com and click on the Carbonite link. So until next time, this is Steve Webb saying, may God bless you richly. Have a great weekend. Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.